Hello, and welcome to On Staging. I'm Kyle Gould, and on Friday, April 26th, I was treated to a most wonderful experience with my family at the Pump House. Morpheus Theatre's The Gondoliers opened to a full house. There was no curtain for this production, so we were treated to a beautiful set as we made our way to our seats. The opening of the final production of the year for Morpheus is always accompanied by their announcement of their next season of shows, so it was an extra special treat to learn the lineup for Morpheus's 30th anniversary. Sean Anderson took the stage and announced an exciting and interesting slate of shows, and then, on his way back to his seat to see the show himself, casually introduced one of the stars of this production, 2021's Pro-Am winner of the Honen Award, Ian Robertson. Ian Robertson has been the accompanist for most of the Morpheus, Gilbert and Sullivan productions over the last 10 years, going back to Pirates of Penzance in 2014, and his skill at the piano is par none when it comes to an understanding of the style of music of Gilbert and Sullivan. The production begins with the overture, and we were treated to lights up only upon Mr. Robertson for the course of this nearly 6-minute piece. At its conclusion, the ensemble took to the stage for the opening number, List and Learn, and I was so very impressed with the sound and skill of this 28-person production. Kudos to the musical direction of Winifred Hume for her skill in bringing not just this song, but the entire production to life in the Pump House. The chorus was eager and beaming with smiles as each of the small soloists took their moment in the lights. The Gondoliers is a bit of a different sort of production for Gilbert and Sullivan, in that there are four central characters that spend almost no time with the rest of the production. The Royal Group, they are typically called, led by Derek Wilkinson and Tracy Smith, as the Duke and Duchess of Plaza Toro, along with Jeanette Simoneau and Adam Arnold in the roles of Casilda and Luis respectively, were a royal treat. The Spartan and simple set allowed for free movement from the entire cast and ample space for dancing and mingling, which all happened seamlessly throughout thanks to the brilliant direction from the choreographer Maya Swedberg. And while I believe there were some first night jitters and some, oh my god, I can't believe I just forgot the dance step or verse in this song moments on several people's faces, I know that those will work themselves out as the group settles into having an audience for their productions. I personally enjoyed and applauded the work of Mark Wallace and Paige Fosheim in the ensemble, but the duos of Joel McLeish and Akesh Ahir as the titular Gondoliers and Ali Kerrigan and Evangeline Mabley as their wives carried the show. With strong performances from all and darling and strong characterizations, they were a delight throughout. Andreas Berko performed admirably as Don Alhambra, while perhaps a little reminiscent of Richard MacMillan's own Don Alhambra from the 1983 Stratford Festival production of The Gondoliers. But how could one not? Richard MacMillan, and indeed the Stratford Festival's productions of Gilbert and Sullivan, are the gold standard upon which modern Gilbert and Sullivan is crafted. Richard MacMillan was also Pooh-Bah in Stratford's 1982 production of The Mikado, which Morpheus is presenting next year as a Scottish adaptation, The Mikado. But I digress. The lighting by Jodie Lowe was wonderful and subtle in its differences both between the acts and during the production. The second act opens with lovely greens and forest motifs for the island nation of Barataria and was a delight to regard. The Gondoliers runs only until the 4th of May. With 6 productions remaining, you will be treated to a wonderful experience, whether this is your first time seeing a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta, or your 50th. Thank you to Sean Anderson, and everyone involved for bringing this show to life. Thank you to the entire cast for dancing a cachuca, and I hope you, gentle listener, dance your way down to the Pump House before it closes. Thanks for listening.